Now, what if rather than having a TV network add canned laughter to your program, you yourself could choose to add an additional layer of ruthless, funny commentary to a movie you're watching at home? This week, New York Times tech columnist David Pogue reminded us of a website that offers precisely such a service. Riff Tracks is the creation of three guys who have made a career of ridiculing bad movies in real time, originally on TV and now on the web through audio commentary you download and sync to the movie you're watching. You may recognize Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett as the voices of Tom Servo and Crow, the robot companions of human frontman Mike Nelson on the trio's original TV series, Mystery Science Theater 3000. Kevin and Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Hi, Bob.
Listen, before we get to talking about Riff Tracks, I apologize. You know, I'm sure Jimmy Buffett doesn't like to sing Margaritaville over and over and over and over, but, you know, he does. And I have to ask you to explain for the untutored exactly what Mystery Science Theater 3000 was. Go.
Well, Mystery Science Theater was in part a puppet show and in part a science fiction adventure show, but mostly it was an opportunity for a bunch of us to get together and make fun of cheesy old movies. What people remember from the show is a row of theater seats on your TV screen and an awful movie playing and three creatures sitting there watching that movie, throwing all sorts of comments at the film. That silhouette was the thing that people remember about it. And the riffing, when we would make commentary over the movie, is what people sort of carried forward from there.
And that riffing sounded approximately like this.
You know, in their silliest moments, the Three Stooges never reached this level of indignity.
You know, a lot of people have compared the scene to the climactic chariot scene in Ben-Hur.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, they usually say, Ben-Hur was really good. This movie totally sucked.
Yeah, right. Follow.
But that show no longer exists.
Yeah, we had been on Comedy Central for 7 years, did very well. They decided to change their whole programming philosophy and go with obscene color forms, and now that's what South Park is. And then we went to the Sci-Fi Channel, and the Sci-Fi Channel also decided that they wanted to veer away from things that were funny. So there we went.
Okay, but wasn't there another production issue of there being a limited number of cheesy movies for you to make fun of? It's a little more expensive to get the rights to Dances with Wolves than some obscure Japanese space alien movie from 1964.
Yeah, well, there was never a shortage of bad movies and never will be, God willing. But the challenge at Mystery Science Theater was always that we had to make some sort of arrangement for rights and for things like Dances with Wolves, to use your example, or Titanic. We just couldn't get our hands on them. But now with Riff Tracks, we sort of solved that problem by recording our commentary as a separate track, and then people can kind of roll it together.
Jack, this is where we first met.
It was a lot more horizontal then, though.
I press you into my cheek, madam. I press you into my cheek.
All right, Bill, how does this work? What's the user experience?
The user experience is to rent the movie via one other place you can do that, Netflix, and then separately, you download our commentary as an MP3.
At a very affordable price, I'm
What is the very attractive, affordable, easy-to-grip price?
For the commentaries, anywhere from 99 cents to $3.99 tops.
Okay, so I rented the movie and downloaded your commentary, and I sync that up somehow on my computer or my TV?
We've actually made it very easy. You can have either an iPad or a boombox or something that you can hear the riff through, and we also have the movie that's there on your TV screen. So we give you instructions on how to start and when to start. Say, Lord of the Rings, when the New Line logo fades out, we tell you to start the podcast.
The ring was made in the fires of Mount Doom. Only there can it be unmade. One of you must do this.
Oh, boy. I got to go.
Look at the time there. And we also have a very helpful robotic voice that we call Disembodio, who reads a line of dialogue occasionally while you're watching the film so that you can make sure that you are in sync with the movie. And then if it isn't, you can pause one or the other just for usually a moment or two.
The other thing we've recently developed, though, is a Riff Tracks player to be played on the computer.
So if this is too hard for the technologically disinclined Bob.
Like me.
Then you can actually just get your rented movie and your Riff Tracks commentary track and put them in the Riff Tracks player, and it works surprisingly well.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's a scene from X-Men that has been Riff Tracks'd.
I know what you are.
You lost your money. You keep this up, you lose something else.
Like your keys or that little plastic thing that keeps the bread bag closed.
Look out!
Ah, so he has retractable metal claws that punch through his flesh, just like a real Wolverine.
Right, just like a real Wolverine.
I want to ask you about the rights issue, okay? No, you don't actually take possession of a Hollywood film. You're just selling the riff track. Have you not gotten any kind of cease and desist correspondence from the studios or the distributors saying integral to your comedy is our intellectual property and you're selling them as part of a kit?
I don't even know if we register on their gigantic radar, for one thing.
Number one.
The second thing is, if anybody ever did get a bit of a snit over it, I'm guessing they went to a lawyer and the lawyer just said, no, there's nothing we can do here.
We're not actually using their material. We're encouraging people to actually go out and buy or rent their material and then augment it with our riff tracks. Believe me, there are a lot of teenage boys who would not have watched any of the Twilight movies if it weren't for riff tracks.
That's true. You had your way with the Twilight movies?
Oh, and have we?
We ravished it thusly.
Yes, indeed.
And this will be a good thing.
Like Hot Topic.
I think.
But what do I know? I'm just your typically abnormally confident, world-weary 16-year-old female protagonist.
I didn't raise the issue of intellectual property for no reason. I have come to be aware of an organization that has absolutely taken wholesale your silhouettes riffing concept and is applying it to political advertising in something that they equally unashamedly call Media Scrutiny Theater 3000.
Wow.
Total coincidence, I'm sure.
Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's us. It's on the media. It's doing this.
Well, thanks for telling us. I'll get the lawyers on the phone right now. I'm going to conference
draw
him in.
The papers.
Instead of litigating the question, you could just give us some pointers. What is the secret for playing off of what's on the screen without getting in the way?
Don't think that every line is a setup line for a joke. Just find the ones that are the best ones, the best setup lines for the joke.
My first advice is get a puppet.
Getting a puppet is good.
Yeah.
Puppets help. It's true.
For this and in general.
I don't have one, but Brooke has, you know, me.
There you go.
Kevin Murphy, Bill Corbett, thank you very much.
Our pleasure, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. It was great.
Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett with Mike Nelson are the voices of Riff Tracks. By the way, in a few weeks, OTM is indeed relaunching Media Scrutiny Theater 3000, in which Brooke and Bob's silhouettes dish on the latest political ads. If you want to see the previous batch, just go to our website, onthemedia.org. Here's a clip where we were riffing over an ad from Republican Rick Barber.
You gentlemen revolted over
this guy is inciting armed rebellion.
Don't be silly. It's not as though he's gathering an army.
Gather your armies.
Do you have the number for the FBI? That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurrahman, Chris Neary, and Doug Anderson, with more help from Lina Anwar and Hannah Sheehan. Our senior producer is Katya Rogers, and our show was edited this week by Katya and me. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was John Delore. Ellen Horn is WNYC's Senior Director of National Programs. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. Brooke Gladstone will be back next week. I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.